the incredible story of Shimon Halevi rescuing Dina and killing not only Shechem and Hamor, but all of the men in the city, gives rise to many fascinating and important debates. One debate, of course, is either, you could say, parshanut or even philosophical. How do we understand and justify what the brothers did? How do we understand the clear disagreement between the brothers and Yaakov, who is critical of their behavior? But in addition to all that, there's also a somewhat technical, but actually very fascinating machlokes that emerges about the scope and the definition of the mitzvah of dinim. One of the seven Noahide laws, one of the Shiva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, is dinim. And what exactly does that mean? So that comes to the fore. Turns out it's really a debate which emerges out of this story. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Tes, in his description of that mitzvah, borrows or uses our story as inspiration and explains that the reason that the brothers were correct to judge the entire inhabitants of the city, the entire city, as guilty and deserving of death, is because they, even though they didn't kidnap or rape Dina, but they had violated a different Noahide prohibition with a capital offense, that of dinim, which the Rambam defines as to judge, and to specifically judge the other six Noahide laws. And therefore, since there had already been a violation of kidnapping, etc., the people should have judged the prince. The fact that they let him get away with it means that all of them were now guilty, and therefore they were deserving of death because they violated, according to the Rambam, this obligation of dinim. On a side point, the Radvaz asks a very important question, which is that the Rambam does such a good job of explaining why the people were deserving of death and the brothers' perspective. What about Yaakov? Why was he upset with them then? So the Radvaz explains that because the people of the town had converted, they were no longer governed by the rules of B'nai Noach, but the dinim of the Torah. And therefore, whatever level of communal justice they should have enforced, it certainly was not a capital offense that they did not do it, because that capital offense is limited to the Noahide laws. It's an interesting kind of side technical point. However, there's another interesting question here, still staying within the position of the Rambam, which I think is perhaps even more interesting and more fundamental, which is, even if this is true, so then why didn't Shimon Halevi go right to the courthouse and kill the judges of the city, or, you know, find out who those judges were? In other words, if there are judges who should have judged the prince and didn't do it, and they're guilty, fair enough. But what does that have to do with every person in the city? Not every person there was a judge. So to answer this question, I saw two very important recent achronim more or less give the same answer. Rav Meir Don Plotsky, who was a famed Hasidish Talmud Chacham in the pre-Holocaust Poland, as well as even more recently in Eretz Yisrael, the great Ponovitcher Rosh Hashiva Rav Shach and his commentary Avi Ezri, they both give the following explanation, which is, even according to the Rambam, the commandment of dinim is to judge, and the appointment of judges and the actual execution of that judgment is just a how-to. It's a practical way for this mitzvah and this commandment to be carried out. As such, the judges were mere objects or ability, ways to enforce the commandment, but the actual obligation was incumbent on the people. In other words, if I could be even more clear, the obligation, they say, is to have a judicial system and to carry out justice. The actual judges are just the representatives, if you will, the agents, the shaliach of the society. But it's not an obligation on judges to judge. It's an obligation on the society to have judgment and to execute justice. So all of that is an interesting discussion within the position of the Rambam, that they were guilty of dinim. And again, for our purposes, we're trying to focus on what is that mitzvah of dinim for non-Jews. And the answer is, according to the Rambam, to judge each other about the other six. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam here. And in addition to all the other, if you could say, philosophical or parshanu reasons, he also disagrees on a halachic level. He says that the mitzvah of dinim for non-Jews is not merely to judge the other six. It's much more expansive than that. It's rather that they should have their own robust civil law. And it should include not only having judges in a judicial system, but also to have all sorts of commercial and civil laws, monetary laws, that they should be enacted. Given that fact, on terms of the story of Shechem and Shimon and Levi, the Ramban suggests that they were not obligated at all to per se to judge Shechem. That was not the or Chamor. That was not the subject and the scope of the commandment. Rather, Dina means to have a civil law, to have a properly functioning society that's governed by laws and that is not lawless. Well, again, here we can also ask the question, now that we understand what Dinim is, so what was going on with the brothers? So the Ramban says, well, the people deserve death, but for other things, because they were just immoral idolaters, but not because of this. So then why was Yaakov so upset at them? So there's different answers to that question, but I think it's worth sharing a beautiful insight of the Chazon Ish, who points out that even if the people deserve death, Yaakov was upset at his children because they lied. They didn't keep their word. They were gonev das. They tricked the people. They said, if you convert, we'll marry with you. And they tricked them. And that was wrong, even if the people themselves deserved to die. One final point, just to wrap this up, which is really, really fascinating and deserving of a much longer discussion, is a machlokas achronim within the position of the Ramban. When the Ramban says that non-Jews have to have their own civil law, the Rama has a tshuva in which he says they must have a civil law that is exactly like halacha. Choshen Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch, civil law, that is what Noachides, non-Jews, have to have. It's an amazing chiddush, and not surprisingly, other achronim, particularly the Netziv of Volozhin, disagrees. He says, even according to the Ramban, yes, they have to have civil law, monetary law, etc., but no one's expecting it to be exactly the same as Shulchan Aruch. It can be based on Seichel Enoshi, common sense, and common fairness.